ABC News.
The Public Health Association of Australia has been a strong backer of the My Health system, and the CEO, Terry Slevin, joins us this morning. Thanks for being there.
No problem.
Now, there have been a lot of teething problems. Many Australians seem to be, I suppose the best word is to describe it, as spooked by the idea of My Health. What's gone wrong, or is it just a perception that things have gone wrong?
I guess there's a long history of Australians being concerned about governments having information about their circumstances. We go back to the days of the proposal of the Australia Card. I think it was during the Hawke government. There's a lot of anxiety about privacy, and that's understandable, but it is fascinating the context of the world in which we currently live, where our financial and banking records are all online. Most of the parts of our lives are online, including our social lives, you know, Facebook pages, and we tweet and all the rest of it, and the devices most of us carry around have GPS tracking signals and the capacity to actually identify where we are at any given time sits in our pocket. So the notion of having an extraordinarily tight control over privacy in the modern world, I mean, the fundamental notions have changed. That doesn't change the fact that people are concerned about privacy, particularly in relation to their health records, and that's why this debate has been so wide-ranging, and it's good. It's good because it means that the government who's putting the system in place has had to think carefully about those privacy considerations and put protections in place.
But there seems to be, in my opinion, Terry Slevin, or my observation at least, it's not my opinion, it's an observation, that there seems to be two separate camps. People who quite rightly have privacy fears and probably don't have a health history. But there's other people who do have a health history and can see that this is a great way forward, that if they have an episode with a disease or whatever that they're struggling with, they don't have to, for the 10th, 12th, 20th time, explain to a doctor their medical history.
And I'm not so sure it's necessarily two camps. I suspect the single largest camp are those people who haven't given a lot of thought to it and don't really understand the complexity of it, and probably don't have much engagement in the health system because for the most part they're generally pretty healthy. And ultimately I suspect it's that group for whom this is most important, because eventually most of us will come into contact with the healthcare system in one way or another because we'll need it. Hopefully for most of us it's much later in our lives. But when we do, the capacity of the people making healthcare choices for us, or with us hopefully, the health professionals who will be helping us deal with that immediate health problem, hopefully we'll have a good track access to information that will help to make the right decision. So our allergies, our previous conditions, our previous medications, our current medications, any other considerations that might make a difference to the diagnosis and the treatment they're considering at that time. An emergency circumstance where someone is unconscious arrives as a result of a car accident. Whether it's my mum in the mid-80s who struggles to keep track of the medication that she's on. If the GP or the specialist who's treating her can see that full range of medications, then hopefully that person can help avoid the complexities and adverse side effects that I know she experiences as a result of getting the complexity of those things wrong.
Let's bring us up to date. Are we making a big deal, or are the people in either camp making a big deal of the extension of the opt-out period? Is it just a matter of, keep extending it until you get it right? And is there potentially, from a system point of view, a problem in delaying the implementation?
Yeah, I worry about the kind of polemic debate around this issue. It seems to me the greatest effort should be put into making sure this is the best possible system it can be. And while critics might legitimately have their concerns, it would be great if everybody focused on trying to get the best possible system to help the health of Australians. Now, my observation is that all sides of politics get the idea that this is a benefit for people's health and will ultimately pay great dividends. And I absolutely believe that to be so. And I think most people who look into this probably take that view. But unfortunately, in the rough and tumble of public debate, what people hear is kind of extreme views at one end or another. And as a result, I suspect the term you use was get spooked. And I think that's probably right. So I've heard a number reported, I don't know whether it's true, that about a million people are looking to opt out. If that's the case, that's people's choice. That's okay. But I do think it's a shame if ultimately down the track they or their loved ones discover that a better health decision could have been made if the treating doctor or health healthcare professional had better information to make a better diagnosis or a better treatment recommendation if they had access to a fuller record of that person's health. So let's take a big deep breath, calm down, focus on making this the best it can be, not whether it should or shouldn't be there, because most who think carefully about this understand its benefits. And so once we get to that point, let's figure out a way through the realities of, you know, if a website crashed last night, okay, let's give it time for it to deal with the necessary information and approaches that the website's getting, the queries it's receiving, phone calls coming through systems and so on. But ultimately, we have an opportunity here, and it's really important to understand good healthcare is based on good science. Good science is based on good data, and application of that good science to individuals is based on the best information that's possible about the history of that person, so that whoever's making the treatment choices or recommendations can do it with all the best available information so as to achieve the best outcome. That's really what it has to be about, and that seems to have been lost, I think.
Okay, Terry Slevin, a good discussion. Thank you.
Good on you. Thanks for the call.
That's Terry Slevin, who's the Chief Executive Officer of the Public Health Association of Australia, their perspective on this decision taken by the Federal Health Minister yesterday to extend the opt-out period for the Maya Health System until the end of January next year.
ABC News.